Dr. Othman Shibley of the University at Buffalo, you and I met a little under a year ago when you were preparing to leave for the Syrian-Lebanese border to provide dental care for refugees. You just came back from Iraqi Kurdistan.
Right, exactly. It's been like for the last several years that I go twice a year to lead a dental mission to treat children. Under what I started a program called Miles for Smiles, Global Miles for Smiles. But in September, I got an email from Ms. Jane Dietrich. She is the CEO of an NGO called Global Mother Initiatives. And she ran women's support for in Iraq, Kurdistan, Khanke camp, where mainly she told me in the email that Yazidi women that suffered from the war that led by ISIS, if you remember, it was 2014. And she explained to me the dire need for dentistries. They have been in the camp for 5 years, since August 3rd, 2014, and nothing were done to their dental needs.
But they were starting right from the beginning. They had no facilities or any access set up at all.
For yet, dentistry, yes.
Right, and yet when you got there, suddenly it took just 6 days for the first services to become available.
It's amazing, and that's what I call, I believe in something what we called it good, noble that may happen. So what happened is, as I was planning, I told Jane that I'll come for a visit to evaluate, exploratory visit, see what the needs are, and then we'll come later with a team to work. But as time comes to go and visit, I told her, why don't we start the first dental clinic? And then we put this together. She has like a tiny refugee center in the camp, which basically has a place to train women how to do sewing, and another place for women education and psychosocial support room. And the fourth room is for maternity for women. So she bought for me like what they call it, a box, like pre-made room. She told me, we can have you here, the dental clinic. I said, okay. Well, the UB Dental School and Henry Schein, they said, okay, we'll be with you. So I bought all the instrument Henry Schein provided me with, and our dental school also, and I took it with me. So now we need the dental unit and the sterilizer. So those I bought it from the site over there. So we have everything in there, and then we started the first treatment for those refugees. But what it is interesting that was not in the article you probably wrote here from UB is I noticed that, you know, as we are bringing smiles to their people's face and teeth, we need to bring smiles for their hearts. And then by meeting them over there, I noticed what kind of trauma they went through. So I came to Buffalo here, and then I contacted my friend in the Syrian American Medical Society Foundation in Chicago, who have work in Syria. And I told them, they said, they themselves asked me, well, what did you do? I told them what we did. And then I pointed out to their psychosocial needs and the support, the trauma they went. And guess what? Now, a professor of psychology, she will go meet, she is specialized in women trauma through the war. She will go meet in my trip now. In fact, this morning before I came here, we had this conference call with her and with the team from Chicago. So Syrian American Medical Society provided the support for this lady to go with me to assess their needs. So we are not only treating their teeth, but we are bringing happiness to their heart and try to help. One point I should mention also about the Yazidi thing is this is one of the oldest community in the world, in fact. Their culture is pre-Christianity, pre-Judaism, pre-Islam, but they are very nice and peace-loving people. And they are like only in the whole world, maybe 600,000 of them, 500,000 in Iraq, 50 maybe in Syria, 1,050 in Turkey, but they're mainly in Iraq. When we provided this, like we did in Lebanon for refugees, then the foundation, the Syrian American Medical Society Foundation, guess what? They will provide like salary for dentists to work full time. We provide UB with our partner Henry Schein, the dental supplies, those foundation provide salaries. So I told them we'll do the same model, but unfortunately they are so poor, they don't have expatriates like in the United States to help them open, to support a dental dentist to work a daily, you know, on daily basis, like salary for a dentist stipend, which we provide them with everything. And then this morning, when we were talking about Raisa, Professor Raisa, to go with me, I told him this problem. We provide them with the material, but they need to take care on a daily basis. They said, okay, what do we need? If we told them we need to support dentists, they said, here it is. So now we get another grant from Chicago to support full-time dentist and assistant to satisfy their needs.
Now, does that include training for people? I mean, once you're there and you resume your work, tell me about the ability to get some people there trained so that maybe they can carry that on after you return to the U.S.
Right. So this is two things what we will be doing. We will be hired. We identified dentists we will hire from Iraq, Kurdistan to take for daily needs. But then myself and our mission, they are University at Buffalo alumni, Dr. Yusuf Awadi graduated from Buffalo in pediatric dentistry, and he's board American board certified. So we with a team of seven people, we will be doing Miles for Smiles, same program we did in Lebanon, to treat the children. So now we are going, our target 2,500. And my vision, which we talked about it last year, is to activate the local community. So we have dental school in Dohuk. They will provide me with volunteer, 80 volunteers. So 80 volunteers will work every day. We will do for them orientation and training before we start the project. That's coming. However, as part also of training, once we identify community healthcare workers, we will also train them. And those will be providing what we call the preventive treatment. So it will be several aspects. One, training for community healthcare worker to do this part, and we doing ourselves with my team doing the Miles for Smiles protocol to treat children in the schools. And I'm going in 27th of March till April 4th. Our target 2,500 students, and all the supplies coming from us, from UB and Henry Schein.
Is it considered dangerous where you're going? And tell me about the risks.
No, thanks God, it's not dangerous. It is in Kurdistan proper, in Dohuk, which is like 2 hours from Erbil. It is at the Turkish border. It is so safe and nice area. You won't believe the people, they are so nice. I went to get a coffee from the shop over there in the evening, and they told him how much it is. He talked something in Turkish money, and I'm sorry, in Iraqi money, dinars. I thought, I don't know, tell me in English, in dollars. He said $2. So he brought me the coffee with the $2. He said, you are our guest. I was like, they are so nice people. They are very safe place, Dohuk. And people, when they close their stores, they don't close it. They just put a sheet. That's how safe it is. They are not afraid from stealing them. It is very nice. They are very known culturally in making rugs, handmade rugs. And they are very artistic people. Those mainly are Kurdish people. And Yazidi community culturally considered from Kurdish, but they are pre, as I said, Islamic and Judaism and Christianity.
That has to be a nice change of pace, though. When you went to the border last year, the Syrian-Lebanese border, there was still some risk.
Right.
And you were explaining to us how the children in the schools would have to hunker down in the basement to protect themselves in case of any incoming fire.
Right. That was, and I'm glad now, I mean, that after so many suffering, but at least there is some kind of thing become quiet in Lebanon. But interestingly, I want to share with you this, that people then, they asked me, Dr. Shibli, they asked me here at UB Dental School a couple of weeks ago, in a school a student gathering, they said, Dr. Shibli, you are originally from Syria, you helped Syria, how come now you are Iraqi and Kurdistan, and now later we have a project going on, will be in Morocco. I told them this from all my heart. I told them, listen, my friends and student and resident, our role in this world, to be like the sun. Anything under the sun, whether living or non-living, animals or humans, plants or trees or stones or rocks, should feel the warmth of earth. When the lady Jane contacted me, I said, yes, we will do it. And you won't believe how some people said, why you are spending your resources, you know, like your support, then they may not give you more support, UB and Henry Schein, because you are spreading out. I told him, I'm not worried. And then he told me the head of, his name is Mr. Bergman. I mean, he's the head of the CEO of Henry Schein. He told me, Dr. Shibley, your words come to my heart. From my heart goes to my pocket. I'll give you everything you want to do your project, humanitarian project. People are nice. Just tell them. Like as if, now when I told you, this has happened after the article. Today, the doctor will go with me to assess their psychosocial support. Just when they see something, people will come and help.
And it sounds like that support is growing, and you've hinted that you're eyeing some even other parts of the world to expand your Miles for Smiles services.
Right. Now, we have a group from Britain. They call the Dental Mavericks. They are working. Dental Mavericks, they want our support and help. Also, guidance, our protocol in Morocco. They do some work over there, and we are working with them in Morocco. That's coming up.
So what are the dates that you'll be back in the region?
Now, I was there from like February 1st to February 6th, and now I'm going back March 27th to April 4th. In a few weeks, I'll be going there.
Dr. Othman Shibley of the University at Buffalo returning to Kurdistan after a mission there earlier this year to provide what his program calls Miles for Smiles and some additional services to Yazidi refugees living in that region. Dr. Shibley, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for inviting me.